This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. With the collapse in crude prices the past couple of years, oil has seen quite the wave of consolidation. Producers, pipeline companies, companies that service oil fields all have gotten together. Refineries, though, have held out. For them, low oil prices, their raw material obviously, has meant higher profits. There are, though, some signs of movement. Today, Tesoro announced it's buying Western Refining for about $4 billion. Marketplace's Jed Kim looks at the economics of refining all that crude into gasoline.
Here's a little Econ 101. Business decisions are based on margins. Oil is no exception. Evi Adame teaches Econ at the University of Guelph in Ontario.
This production of oil costs 10 cents to make, and I can sell it for a dollar. I should make it. Now it costs 30 cents to make. I should make it. I keep doing that until the very last liter breaks even, and then I stop.
For refiners, production got a lot cheaper after fracking made U.S. crude a lot more available.
One of the big winners in that whole process was U.S. refiners who had access during this period to what they called advantage crude.
Sandy Fielden is with Morningstar. He says the advantage was that for a few years, U.S. oil was a lot cheaper than the global price. That gave refineries, especially ones on the East Coast, bigger margins.
The cheaper price of the crude allowed them to absorb the higher freight cost of moving the crude by rail.
But things changed. Oil prices fell, and U.S. production with them. New pipelines created more competition for U.S. crude. And a ban on exporting U.S. oil was lifted. So now, U.S. prices are pretty much in lockstep with the global one. Kurt Barrow is VP of Oil Midstream and Downstream at IHS. For those East Coast refineries,
the imported crudes are now cheaper again.
But margins have shrunk for all refiners, so you're seeing deals like West Coast Tesoro buying Western Refining's operations in Texas, New Mexico, and Minnesota. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.